It is mentioned that many Muslims, through their lips, through their voices, they say that, I love Allah Azza wa Jal. I love the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But on the other hand, in their actions, through their deeds, they have a friendship with Shaitan, with Satan, the cursed one. Let me give you a parable, as documented in the book Call to Righteousness, authored by Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, who is the founder of Dawat Islami. On page 290, it is mentioned an incident, a true incident, that once in a certain locality, in a certain neighborhood, the people of the area were getting a very bad smell, a heavy stench, and they decided, after a long time of looking and locating where this bad smell is coming from, where is it emanating from, they contacted the police, they did some investigation, and they found it coming from a certain home in that neighborhood. It was locked. They break down the door, and what do they find inside? They find the corpse of a young man lying on a bed. Some of his body parts had already decomposed. Insects and worms and maggots were feeding on his body. Upon further investigation, they had found out that this person was a laborer, and he was living in that home on rent. He had a friendship with certain people who were gamblers. Allahu Akbar. One day, by a gambling with those people, with the so-called friends, he wins a large amount of money and he comes home. What happens? Those friends, they enter into his home. They demand the money. He doesn't give it to them. They put a noose, a rope around his neck. They shock him with electric shockers, and in this way he dies, and they steal his money. They leave him like that. What kind of friends are these? My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we should examine ourselves and examine our friendship with people. That is this person truly a good friend, a good companion for me? Or is this person somebody that will take me towards Jahannam? Think about this logically and Islamically. This person who claims to be my friend, and if we claim to be others' friend as well, look at it from both sides of the coin. That this person who claims to be my friend, where are they taking me towards? In which direction? What do they encourage me to do? Do they encourage me to indulge in drugs or go towards the casinos and gambling dens? Are they taking me towards the movies and the dramas and plays out there? Are they taking me towards the clubs, or towards alcohol, or towards gatherings where there is shamelessness and immodesty? Is that a real friend? Because behind those actions, or those so-called entertainments, what lies there? Behind gambling and alcohol and drugs and clubs, etc., lies Jahannam. Because these are the paths leading towards the punishment in the grave, even in this world, and in the hereafter as well. So is that person truly my friend? Allahu Akbar. Examine our relationships with our friends. And remember, your true friend is one who will encourage you to establish the salah in your life. Yes, that is a true friend. A true friend will be there in your times of sadness and happiness. A true friend will take you to the path leading towards Madinah Sharif, leading towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A true friend will take you towards the path leading to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That true friend will take you towards goodness, establishing salah in your life, practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, discharging of your zakah, giving sadaqat and charities, going for hajj if you have the physical and financial ability, and these kind of good things that Islam encourages us to do, your friend, your true friend will encourage you to do the same. Because behind this lies the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second successor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned, do not involve yourself in such a thing which is not useful for you, and stay away from your enemy. and avoid your friend. But if he is trustworthy, as there is no one equal to the one who is trustworthy, and do not be with the sinner, as he will teach you sins, and do not talk about your secret in front of him, and don't seek advice from these kind of people. Allahu Akbar. Do seek advice from those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Amirul Mu'mineen, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned, don't become friends with a transgressor, because he will decorate his evil acts for you and will want you to become like him and will show you his worst habit as his good habit. His visit to you is a defect, and do not have brotherhood with a fool, as he will put himself in trouble and he will not give you any benefit at all. And maybe sometimes he will want to benefit you, but he will end up harming you. His silence is better than speaking. His distance is better than being close to you. And this kind of a person, his death is better than his life. Do not have brotherhood with a liar as well, because being sociable with this person will not benefit you in any way. He will convey to others whatever you have told him, and whatever others have told to him, he will convey to you as well. Even if you speak the truth with him or to him, he will not speak the truth with you.